still say Shavers played that one a lot because it has to do with the Steelers. Welcome back, 104.5 The Zone, 750 The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We go out to Dallas now. We're joined by Bob Sturm from the Ticket Dallas and the Athletic to talk a little about Game 6, which is tonight. The Predators try to stay alive. The Stars try to close it out. Bob, what's going on this morning?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
We're doing good. How's this top line for the Stars been so effective? Ben and Sagan and Radulov, who actually weren't together when the series started.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there are times during their 2 years together where we've seen it, and it's absolutely magical. They're all unbelievable players, as you know. And to put them together is great. Obviously, the flip side of that is the Stars haven't been able to do that because they have nothing beyond that. And usually, especially when you're on the road and last change and the matchups hit, you know, the team gets suffocated and they score like 2 goals a game, and so it doesn't work. So that line is a direct result of, you know, the Madison Cardello trade, Robert Hintz and Jason Dickinson, you know, and just really getting some secondary scoring. And now you can afford at crucial times to put those three together, because I think we saw Saturday, you put those three together and they're very, very difficult to contain. The question is, does it make your overall team better or worse when you put them all, when you stack them all together? It's kind of like the Colorado Avalanche 15 years ago when they had to decide, do you stack the floors right together or just put them up, that sort of thing. You know?
Bob, I think another huge factor in this series has been the Predators' inability to handle the Stars' forecheck. It's given them a lot of offensive zone time, has led to a lot of unforced errors by the Preds, and obviously scoring opportunities for Dallas.
I think we've lost Bob, so maybe try again later on.
Well, it's been, listen.
Hey, Bob.
Sometimes you get a bad connection.
Yeah, we had a bad connection there.
Oh, the Preds cut him off.
Yeah, really?
Well, Labby pulled the plug on that one.
Well, at least they handled that. Maybe that's a good omen for tonight.
It's probably just as bad as when, what's the guy, Ben? Ben who just shoved Ellis
pushed
out
Ryan
the way.
Ellis out of the way and got the puck to rattle off for a score.
Like, hey, little buddy, move out the way.
Right. That's very much what that play looked like.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, whoa.
Really, it was. It was like shoving your little brother aside to get something.
All right, let's bring Bob back in here. Mark, you want to ask your question again? Sorry about that, Bob.
I apologize. Cell phones,
problem. Again, talk about the effect of the Dallas forecheck on the Predators and on the series.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, that you can kind of tell the flow of the game is sort of dependent on the ability to turn the puck over. And the Stars have, you know, the more and more that they gain confidence in the series, the more they feel to sort of turn the risk in their favor. Get that forecheck going, try to cause turnovers, and one just grows out of the next that they sort of perpetuate and multiply. And then you see Nashville sort of doubting themselves, and then they make mistakes on the puck, and it just makes the problem worse. So, you know, at this stage of any, and you guys know this, you guys have won plenty of playoff series in the last couple of years. You know, these things sort of stack on top of each other to a point where, you know, one team now believes that everything they try is working, and the other team starts doubting everything they do. And I think that's where we are here in Game 6. The series is by no respect over. Nashville can turn this with a win tonight, and you know, that's the nature of these things this time of year. That's what makes playoff hockey unbelievable.
Other thing, we talked about the Stars' first line. What about the way Dallas has neutralized Nashville's Joffe line, their first line?
Yeah, well, that's been the big surprise for me. You know, I picked Nashville to win this series because I've seen what that trio can do over the last several years against the Stars. And I think, you know, what we're finding is the Stars have a couple of real stud defensemen that nobody talks about. I mean, the Nashville defensemen are all well-publicized and well-compensated. The Stars have been trying to grow their own blue line, and maybe we're just starting to see, you know, obviously Merrill Haskinen, everybody knew he was going to be a star when he came into this league. John Klingberg is well underrated for his defensive prowess. And then, of course, the guy who nobody ever speaks of is Esa Lindell. and he's about to get paid quite a bit, but he's quietly developed. And so you add those to the work of Radek Fox up front, and somehow the Stars have neutralized it. I think, you know, one real key here, of course, is the ability to count on a goaltender to do what he needs to do. So getting Ben Bishop, he's no Kari Lehtinen, that pretty much allows everyone else not to worry about having to help the goaltender and just let him do his job. And then they, obviously, from there, can play a little more out into the corners and behind the net at times, and definitely make sure that they are doing their job, not trying to help Kari Lehtinen the last couple of years do his job. And so it all falls into place when you have the right personnel, and I think the Stars feel pretty good about where they're at right now.
Bob Sturm's our guest from The Ticket in Dallas and The Athletic.
Well, Bob, I guess just for me, talk a little bit about Jason Dickinson's contribution to the team.
Well, he is a dude who clearly finds punishment. It seems like he leaves half the game to go get repaired because somebody has decided to cross check him in the face, or he takes a high stick, or he's just one of those big guys. And you know, talking about the long grow of the Dallas Stars. He actually arrived as the number one pick in the Jaromir Jagr trade back to Boston, I think, in 2013. So the last time the Stars, you know, they've gone through a number of rebuilds, and he was one of, you know, when they started selling off assets, he was one that they got. Now he's like 23 years old. He's been in the system a long time. People, you know, started to get annoyed about hearing about him, his arrival year after year, but he's finally here, and with hints, both those guys just look like they're ready for prime time and that they're ready to be part of the Stars lineup in years to come. So he adds the ability to play physical, but also the ability to put the puck in the net periodically. And the first goal of the game on Saturday, where Hintz goes behind the goal and finds Dickinson, was fantastic. And then, of course, the turnover at the blue line, you know, at the start of the third period on Saturday was probably a goal that Pekka Rinne would love to have back.
Bob, thanks so much for the time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry about the phone, guys.
Thanks. Oh, no worries. Have a good one.
Appreciate it.
Cool. From the Ticket in Dallas and The Athletic, that's Bob Sturm helping us preview Game 6 of the Preds and Stars coming up tonight in Dallas.